This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. It's time to get it done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to episode 4. You're lucky. Right? What's luck? Right? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Get Uncomfortable with your host. I am Stacey Cross, the Comfort Killer, and I am here to bring awareness, resources, strategies, tips on how to get, on how to attain this uncomfortable lifestyle. How to direct thoughts into meaningful actions, resulting in successful habits that will enable you to achieve the highest state of happiness, wealth, health, prosperity, family life, whatever the case, whatever you want to achieve. You can get it here if you listen to this podcast and if you take heed to the gut feelings and intuitions that you have. Okay, we already have everything inside us that we need to succeed. I love that. I love that we already have the tools available to us internally. We need not go anywhere to get them. We must resonate with them, okay? And appreciate what we already have in order to accumulate or attract what we want. You know, when I first heard that term, when I first heard the fact that we already have all the tools, resources, support already inside of us, I was relieved because just like you, I am, still was before, learning different things, trying to find it elsewhere, outside of me, in externals. And once I slow down this mind, this chatter in my mind, once I slow down the busy, I was able to see that, yeah, I have everything I need already. I must just, you know, like you work a muscle, just gotta flex it, just gotta build it. So that's what we're here to do, is just work these muscles in the right areas of our life. And of course, the muscles will get bigger, stronger, and be able to take on different things. And it's just a step-by-step process. You must first understand that you already have everything within you to live a great, prosperous, fulfilling life, blossoming. You plant seeds in the darkest of places, and then you see the bloom, of course, in the springtime or whenever. So just plant, start planting it now. I am Stacey Cross. The time on my watch exactly at this time is 10:14 a.m., It's beautiful November 12th. There will never be another one like it ever, 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 ever again. So let's make it count. In the last episode, we discussed how thoughts shape your world and what you could do to help you regain control of your thinking and thus command your future. There's a difference between commanding and controlling something, okay? When you control something, you basically have effort over it, okay? So you could control it. It's there, right? It's there, and you're only able to control it on the surface. And controlling it is a fantastic word. I love controlling my thoughts. I love changing my thoughts from negative into positive. You know, I love having that awareness and that conscious mind state where I could control that. But what about commanding thoughts? That's totally different. When you commit, in fact, you know what? Let me look it up, because this is what this is about. If we don't know, we're going to ask somebody. So let's look up controlling definition and see what comes up. Thank you for listening today, by the way. To control is a verb, okay? Determine the behavior or supervise the running of, okay? The supervise of the running of. An extraneous factor that might affect results when performing. So that's awesome. You control the factor, this external factor that might affect results. And that's what we do when we control. And to take it a little deeper, I'm going to just click it in there and we're going to see what we got. To eliminate or prevent the flourishing or spread of. So you could eliminate and control something or prevent it. So to control, you could eliminate, to hold in check, to curb it, to test or verify. Okay, to check or regulate. So all these things to me are on the surface. You know, when someone says, hey, control your kid. The kid could do anything the kid wants to do. You can't, you're not going to control the motivation of that child, but you could control his behavior or her behavior by what? By either saying, hey, you're going to get candy. If you don't do this, you're going to get this. You know. You could control that for a temporary time. To exercise restraint or direction over, dominate, and command. Okay, so this is the word that I want to look up, and we're going to look at command and see which one has a better effect on your thoughts. All right. So, to command, all right. So, here we are going to figure out the magic word in these definitions. And we're going to see the difference between controlling and commanding. Okay. So this is to command. To direct with specific authority or prerogative order. To require authoritatively demand. To have or exercise authority or control over. Be a master of. Have, oh my God, this is getting awesome. To deserve and receive respect, sympathy, attention. That's commanding it. To dominate by reason of location. Okay. To have authority over and responsibility for. Done. I am done because we figured it out. So this is the real reason why commanding is better than controlling, is because of the one simple word, authority. Do you have it? You have authority. And when you look at you having authority over your thoughts, you are the master of your thoughts. You're not just controlling something because that's a supervisor. Okay? I want to be a master of myself. How do you become a master of yourself? You start commanding of yourself what to do, what to think, how to act, how to be, how your cells should move. Hey, I command my cells to be purified. I command my thoughts to be positive today. I demand of my thoughts to be positive. If you're not positive, do not even think to be thought up. Stuff like that. It's different than, hey, I control my thoughts. And it's great to control because that's the stepping stone and what we're talking about in the sequence of life, the experience of life. To control, in order to command, you must first know how to control. In order to control, you must first be aware that there's thought that things need to be controlled. In order to be aware that things need to be controlled, you must first want a change. In order to first want a change or a shift in your life, you must first go through some shit, right? Go through a lot of stuff like, oh my God, you must first hit that wall. Pow, running. Here you are. What am I going to do? Then you work backwards. Then we start saying it, man, I need a change. How do I change? I need to control my thoughts. I need to know that it's within. I am aware now, controlling, then commanding. I want to get to the stage of pure commanding because I know I am the master of me and my world. And it's all subjective. So command and control, the difference. Have authority, and it's not a bad thing to have control, but you want to reach the destination of awesome commanding. Okay? Commandments. It's that. The authoritative commandments. All right, let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to hold you at that, but I just wanted to define something a little bit about that. So this episode is about luck. And how do you obtain luck? What do you feel about luck? You think some people are just born lucky? Man, this guy, look at this guy over here. Born with a silver spoon in his mouth, a gold bed, gets whatever he wants, always in the right place at the right time. You know what I want to do? I want to show you how to be in the right place at the right time, because luck doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to pop that bubble. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, and it does. All right? And I'll tell you the difference in that. Luck doesn't exist if you don't think it exists. Luck does exist if you think it exists. It's simple. Whatever you think is. Okay? Because you are the master of your universe. But let me tell you something about luck. And we're going to define that a little later. And we know if you're not doing something, then you're obviously doing by default the other thing, the opposite, right? So if you're not living in love by default, no matter what, you're living in the opposite. So to know that and understand that, we must know that we must almost always do the positive, because by default, if we don't do that, we're living in the negative, we're living in the shadows, we're living in the deceit, we're living in the turmoil, we're living in the hate, we're living, you understand? So just aim for the positive, because we're in this duality, okay? We're in this duality mode. If the light is off, that means it isn't on. You can't dim a light. It's either on or it's off. Okay, so we must have to get into this mindset where if we're not doing something, that means we're doing the other thing. You know, if you're not being exceptional today, then you're just not doing anything. All right, you can't just be, okay, I'm going to be the first place winner. But if you come in second, you're not the first place winner. Simple. So how's the GLC theory going? How's that going? I hope that's going good for you guys. So let's talk about luck. And I'm going to give you various strategies you could use to eliminate bad luck. Because a lot of people say, hey, I'm unlucky, right? There's no way out. So the thing with luck is what you have to understand is that there's preparation. When you look outside in, all right, at people that you consider lucky, you don't consider what they had to go through, right? To enable that attraction, that appearance of luck. The appearance of luck is nothing but a simple preparation, a hope, faith, prayer, meditation, love. It's all of that. It's all that sprinkled, right? So you want to talk about fairy tales, fairy lands, fairies. Okay, it's all of that sprinkling over that. That makes it appear to be luck. It's really not luck. It's really not a chance. Because your chance becomes greater when preparation is in place. So let's say you have bad luck. And let's say you're not finding a job. Okay, let's put it in practical terms. I can't find a job. Stacy, I don't care what you say about luck or unluck or bad luck. Listen, I can't find a job today. I've been fired for or quit or laid off or whatever the case for at least 3 months now. I don't have a job. There's no jobs out here and I can't find any and I'm broke. So what do I say to people like that? What do I say to people that think that they have bad luck with finding employment? So the first thing I say is, what do you say? It's so simple. The first thing I say is, what are you saying about your situation? So the first thing that someone will say is, there are no jobs. The second thing they will say is, I need let's say a degree, a certain degree to get this job, okay? And I don't have it. Okay? I'm writing it down, and I don't have it. The third thing they usually say is the economy sucks. Okay? The fourth thing is they say is that doesn't pay enough, or whatever they're looking at. That doesn't pay enough. They'll say that. So I start to assess the issue. Okay, talk to me about your job searching and things like that. Talk to me about that. Well, I sent resumes in. No answers. So I sent resumes. How many did you send? I sent five, okay? Sent five resumes. I did six online applications. No answer. Okay. And I look at them and I say, all right, well, you created your bad luck. And they're like, whoa, Stace, come on. Shit. Shut up, okay? What do you mean? What do you mean I created my own bad? I want a job. I was like, no, you don't. Okay? You don't want a job. You don't want money. Okay? There's something blocking it. You're not attractive. You're not attractive to employment. And they're like, Stace, come on, really be serious. And then I say again, all right, let's look at the first four things you said. Now, I will tell you, the first four things have blocked you from employment, from gaining employment. So you said there are no jobs. You need to change that to there are plenty of jobs and there is one out there that is perfect for me and I will have that job in no time. You see how just changing your attitude will shift the attractiveness, okay? So you see people, there are no jobs out there. There's no jobs out there. Well, yeah, you're right, because whatever you think is what is. So think differently, right? Doesn't matter what's going on TV when they're showing you the unemployment numbers and how politics are affecting and there's no new businesses, there's no new jobs, there's no new whatever. You don't listen to that shit because you know that's just there to block your attractiveness. So what you say in terms of that is there are plenty and abundance of job opportunities for me. And I will accept the right one at the right time. I mean, just changing things like that. Look at the second thing you say. I need a degree and I don't have it. I need a degree and I won't have it. Instead, say I will utilize my skills in the right place at the right time. I will learn new things until I am provided the opportunity to display my skills and the new things I've learned. You have to change. You have to rearrange your wording. You have to rearrange your belief. You have to rearrange your thoughts. Third thing, the economy sucks. Better yet, say, hey, I don't care. I will do whatever it takes in good and bad to find a solution that will help me and my family prosper. Done. How about this? That doesn't pay enough. I know that the universe will support me and give me everything I need to survive at the right time and at the right moment. You know, you just gotta change your thought process up. So when you think about luck, and then you see the person that as soon as they quit the job or they got laid off or something happens, boom, they're into another gig, right? You're like, damn, you know, how the hell did you do it? It's the thoughts. They don't think negatively. They don't think about that there's no jobs. They don't think about that they need something before they could get a job. They don't think that they tried so many times and they didn't get it. They don't think about failure. They think about abundance. They don't look at scarcity. They don't even see it, okay? They can't see that. They have their blinders on to scarcity, and they open up their shades of abundance. That's all they see. They look outside. You see gloom. They see a big damn rainbow. It's perception. Okay? And and actually preparing. You said you sent your resume 5 times or whatever, 6 times. Send it 2,000. Wow, what do you mean, Stace? My resume 2,000. Yes, you didn't do enough. You didn't do enough. Now, I want to shout out and give a little shout out to Grant Cardone. And for those of you who have a library close to them, I just need to step out of their environment, of their house. Maybe, you know, stuff is going on in their house where they can't think, they can't live this positive lifestyle. Maybe you got a lot of arguments, family problems, and different things like that. Step outside of your home, go to a library, read, pick up a book. It's called 10X, Grant Cardone. And this is what I mean when I say you sent 2 resumes a week, you need to send 2,000. And until you get to crazy numbers like that, 500 resumes, you're not going to see any results. You're not preparing for this luck. And then once, and then only once when you start utilizing these things, is when you start seeing that luck really is a wrong word. It's creation. And the sole person that created that is the person that it gets attracted to. So there's only creation. No matter how negative or positive, it's only creation. You are attracted. You attract yourself to what you think. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is all I had to you today. Listen, this is the thing. I'm going to be real, okay? I went on Amazon.com and I picked up a toner condenser mic, thinking I'm going to have the best studio setup for this podcast ever. I even posted on Facebook. You guys can see me on Facebook, facebook.com/thecomfortkiller, right? Go on Facebook, you can reach me there. But I posted on Facebook, got the mic, got the setup. You'll see the big screen monitor, the 3 computers. And then I'm like, the mic didn't work. Like, I plugged it in. I got it on Amazon.com. I plugged it in. It's supposed to be plug and play. Plugged it. It just didn't work. And I'm like, man, I've been waiting for this mic all week to really have the superb sound, okay, to take my podcast to the next level. And I didn't do a show. I did do a show, this same exact show, but in a different form. And I was like, no, I'm going to do it again on my new mic. And I waited this whole time, a week before I put out a podcast, and I'm still using the same setup because the mic doesn't work. And I learned a valuable lesson. I'm sitting around waiting for this perfect moment, this perfect sound, and it's all about the content. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, about the sound. It does, but it doesn't, you know? Why should I have to pause this wonderful, get uncomfortable podcast for a mic? Turns out the mic didn't work. All right, so I'm just saying that to say, continue doing what you do. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Don't wait for the sun, moon, and stars to be aligned. Actually, when the sun, moon, and stars isn't aligned is when you need to be down, digging hard for what you want in life, for what you want to create. And also, just another sidestep, I did acupuncture for the first time a couple of days ago. And it's my first time, so of course I'm a little bit like, oh, okay, is it gonna hurt? What's needles and things like that? And it was amazing, you know? And the energy that I felt from that has been carrying over for a couple of days. Electrical pulses through the night. All sorts of stuff. So I want to shout out for those that actually go ahead and do different things, you know? Especially with a thing called acupuncture. Now I'm interested. I gotta look some stuff up on it. I gotta read about it because it actually was awesome. Fell asleep totally in the setting that they provided in the acupuncture facility. But, you know, I think it's an amazing experience. And I want to send love to my acupuncturist, Holly, that made a very nice sitting for me. So that's awesome. So what's next? What's next for Stacey? I'm going to send this mic right back. Okay. I just actually printed out the shipping labels. It's gone. You tell me what you think, okay? At the end of the day, it's not about luck. It's not about bad luck. It's not about chance. It's about how able are you to take meditated, conscious purposeful actions towards your goals and dreams. That's what it's about. You know, it's about living that uncomfortable lifestyle. We could sit here and talk about it forever. As soon as I get off of here, I'm jumping in the shower. I'm going to head into the resource center a little bit early today. And I'm going to get some stuff done. Things are happening. I can't even begin to tell you, but I just wanted to get this show out because I believe it. You're lucky. We're all lucky. No one's luckier than the other person. We all have everything inside of us. So let me just scroll down to the bottom here and see if I gave some tips and some strategies about this luck. Because actually, I wrote this whole big show notes and I didn't use it. I had it all specifically made out for this new mic, but I'm not using it. All right. So the labels you speak or think is the reason you continue to stay in a rut, okay? Wake up and direct your labels positively with things like, I only expect great things to happen to me. I woke up late and now I'm in traffic. I will make better efforts to rise early. Hopefully I can make someone smile today. I always manifest new opportunities. Opportunities are always knocking on my door. I am alive and grateful. This makes me happy. I will meet the right person for me. He or she will find at me at the right time. These are different ways to say things to you. Do you see the difference? This is how you will begin to the seeding process. Positive outlook will always create positive outcomes. Positive outlook will always create positive outcomes. To create luck, you must first plant lucky seeds. Have you ever noticed that certain types of negative individuals always seem to be in some form of tension, turmoil, trouble, problems, sickness, disease, whatever. They're always in something. They're always talking about some shit negative, okay? These negative people are always in some problems. The task this week is to be away from these people around you. Take a mental note of what they have achieved. Then find someone positive, hopeful, faithful, loving, grateful. Now look at what they have achieved. So look around you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. As always, you can email me direct at thecomfortkiller@gmail.com and lead. Please not follow me on Twitter at Stacey A. Cross. If Facebook is your thing, as I said before, jump over to www.facebook.com/thecomfortkiller. I am Stacey Cross. My intent is to spread what I know and do, what has worked and what is working, what I am measuring, and the results I am getting. By the way, did anyone get a damn journal? All right? Have a great day. Love. Be great today. Do something awesome.